Hi, this is Erin from Fit Bottomed Girls.
Hi, this is Fit Bottomed Girl Jen.
Hi, this is Fit Bottomed Girl Kristen.
Hi, this is Fit Bottomed Girl Margot.
You are listening to the podcast that will not only help you to keep a lid on the junk in the trunk, but will also help inspire you to live a happy, healthier life full of confidence.
Each episode, we talk about current events and our favorite articles from the sites. Plus, we chat with experts in food, health, nutrition, meditation, fitness, and more.
If you've been looking for that one podcast that will make you laugh as you learn more about yourself, well, then welcome to the Fit Bottomed Girls podcast.
Welcome back to the Fit Bottom Girls podcast. We are very excited. We are crashing an interview this week because it's just in time for the holidays. We have the very cool Kristen Chase on the show today. Kristen is a mom of four and CEO and co-publisher of CoolMomPicks.com, which for the last 11 years has published an annual holiday gift guide. And this year's edition features over 350 amazing gifts, many of which are from small businesses, women-run companies, and indie artisans. She's been seen on HLN, CNN, and The Today Show, as well as in a myriad of publications talking about culture, practical down-to-earth parenting tips, and more. She is also the co-host of the popular Spawned podcast with Kristen and Liz, which has been named a top parenting podcast by both The Huffington Post and The Washington Post. Based in Philly, when she's not driving around her four kids, she practices Pure Barre yoga, and she's into binge watching. I have to find out which shows. We'll ask her.
Yes.
So welcome to the show, Kristen Chase.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, ladies. I am so glad to be here today.
We're thrilled to have you. We're both big fans of your sites, and we both think the gifts you pick every year are awesome. So this is Margot. I'm going to ask the first question. I'm really impressed with the depth and breadth of the holiday gift guide this year. You cover everything from items that are just $15 and under to gifts for the Star Wars geeks, which I am one, by the way. So,
oh, perfect.
Yep. So tell us about the process of creating each list, because there's so many lists there.
No, it is huge this year. I mean, we've been doing this for 11 years. It's me and my business partner and good friend, Liz Gumbiner. She's based out of New York. And, you know, to be fair, we have a team of amazing people that are helping us out. We have editors, we have writers that are all across the country. It turns out that they're all moms. We actually have one that was an aunt, but now she's expecting. Oh. So now we can say that our whole team is comprised of moms. And so, you know, this is like the big deal for us. This is what people, I think a lot of people find our site from our holiday gift guide over the years. It's how we've brought people in. So it means so much to us. And so, you know what? We just kind of look at what we've done in the past years. We look at what's popular right now. Like if people head over to Cool Mom Picks, it's PICKS.com, not like photos. That's a different kind of website. If you go over to our gift guide, you'll see that we did like a Hamilton, you know, for the Hamilton musical fans. So we really just try to tap into, you know, what we've done before that's been popular. Mothers-in-law is always a big one for us because those ladies are so hard to shop for.
Yep.
But then we just look at trends.
So hard.
And you know what? Liz and I kind of go back and forth. She does a lot of the searching. She does a lot of the, I want to say legwork, but it's more like finger work because she is searching around the web. And then we honestly sit late nights and early mornings just looking at stuff and saying, yes, no, yes, yes, no. And that's how we came up with this year's.
Interesting.
It's very scientific, ladies.
Yeah. Just like intuition, Google, what more is there to like?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is Jen, and I'm wondering, so, you know, you've been doing this, you said you've been doing this for a number of years. What are some of the trends that you've kind of just been noticing since you first started to now? How has that changed?
Oh, man, you know, that's a great question. I think, you know, a lot hasn't changed, you know, if I can kind of go there first. I think people love personalized and custom gifts. Those are some of our most popular gifts because, I mean, that's what people like to get. You know, and I think that kind of lends itself to why things don't change that much is that what people love to get doesn't change that much in terms of not necessarily with interests. I get that that changes. But overall, you know, people love personalized things. People love gifts that are off the beaten path. And that's sort of what we're known for. We try to find things that you haven't seen before and better that your gift recipient hasn't seen before. I think over the years, though, you know, technology, of course, right? Like that is just huge in terms of not even just tech toys, because I think those have always been popular for kids, but for adults, I think you can get away. Like, you know, it used to be where if you gave like an appliance, people would look at you like you were crazy.
Right. And I would
but
love one.
But now you can get away with like, you could give a very cool, like for instance, like a fitness wearable bracelet, right? Yeah. I mean, they are so hot. They look so stylish now that no one's going to be offended.
Like, yeah, because you're kind of judging. Wait, are you saying I need to bake? Are you saying I need to run?
Right.
It's just like, this is cool.
Yeah, you know, and oh my gosh, the Instant Pot. Have you ladies seen this thing? It's like insane. People are nuts over them.
No.
What is this?
Oh my gosh, you guys don't know the Instant Pot?
No, tell.
Please. Okay. I'm clutching my pearls. I need to know.
Okay, so the Instant Pot is sort of like a slow cooker, a rice cooker, a pressure cooker, like all in one. Whoa. So yeah, it's insane. And first of all, let me be clear that I just got mine. Okay. And I feel like I finally jumped on the bandwagon, but a bit late to the bandwagon. Mm-hmm. But we have a food site as well. I should mention we have a site called Cool Mom Eats, and our food editor has been on the bandwagon a long time, and she has done everything. You guys, like boiling eggs in a matter of minutes, like dozens of eggs. You can take frozen meat and put it in there and it will cook in minutes to
what?
Like deliciousness. You don't, because like if you're like me, you always forget to thaw the meat.
Yep.
So it just makes life easier and quicker. And so, you know, for instance, I don't know if you could have gotten away with giving something like that a few years ago, but now I think people are way more open. Give me a Roomba. I will take a robotic vacuum that cleans my house. So that's really what we're seeing. I think, you know, with kids, I think they're pretty easy. I think sometimes it's the adults.
Right.
That are the hardest to shop for.
I totally
Instant Pot.
Okay.
Like, what, 70 bucks to like 120 bucks somewhere in there.
Yeah, and Amazon just had some great deals on them. So you just kind of have to keep looking. The 7-in-1 pot, apparently you can also make yogurt. You can make your own yogurt. So I don't know. That's like a low pressure. So there's like a low pressure version and a high pressure version. And the 7-in-1 is like the big mamma jamma or whatever. It's the one that everyone wants.
It's funny because we were having a conversation with the blogger Nom Nom Paleo, and she was talking about like she uses pressure cookers all the time. And I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, so like I find pressure cookers to be kind of like intimidating, but
yes,
this little Instant Pot seems pretty instantly awesome.
It is. It really is. So again, and you know, I think we do a whole gift guide actually. We do them on all our sites. So we have a tech website called Cool Mom Tech. We do a gift guide there. We also do an Eats gift guide. And I have to say the food stuff always popular. So yeah, food appliances. Everyone loves those.
That's incredible. You know, I haven't done my Christmas shopping yet. And now I keep looking at your site. I want that. I want that. I want that for me, of course. You know, I know I'm not supposed to be thinking about for other people, but can you tell me what are some of your featured gifts that you really love on there? Like something you would love to get for yourself. Is there anything on there that you're just like, ooh, I wish Santa remembers to send this my way?
Well, actually, I mean, we pick a lot of this stuff because we want it ourselves. And I think sometimes, you know, again, that's not always the best way to pick a gift.
Sure.
You know, like if I like it, then, you know, everyone should like it. But I think, you know, I have talked to so many people and they keep trying, they tell me and Liz, which I don't understand this. They keep telling us that we're hard to shop for and we're going, how is that possible? We put out a gift guide with 350 gifts. And you can't figure out what to get us. So I'm just going to put that out into the universe, ladies. So thank you for giving me this platform to
say
that if you're shopping for me, go to the guide. I like everything on it. But you know what? In particular, I have to say I'm really proud of the gifts that give back section. And I think in particular this year, so many people are looking for ways to do good, to do better, to support causes that need our attention. And so we put together 35, and honestly, we keep adding to this. It was 33 when we launched. So now we're at 35, and they're all fabulous gifts that give back to a fantastic cause. And I, you know, one of the companies that I love and I would love anything from this is With You. We have they have a dog tag style locket that we put in there, which actually supports military families, which my kid's dad was in the military. So, you know, we have a connection to that. But this company, it's a small company that was, you know, started by a daughter and her, and I guess her brother is kind of involved with it too. And she just creates beautiful, affordable, and, you know, I say affordable because, of course, that's subjective. But if you're looking at $800, $900, you know, jewelry, lockets, and that sort of things, it's not there. It's they hover around between $100 and $200. Anyway, on the back, it says "with you" on it, and they're just beautiful keepsakes. And I love that it's a small business, that they support good causes with, you know, whatever they're doing. And so I would happily take one of those for sure.
I love that. And they're also kind of in the vein of the holiday spirit as well, you know, to like do something that also gives back, like, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree with you. And so that's one of my favorite categories, of course. But, you know, there we have a whole Hamilton, like I said, a Hamilton musical, and I'm obsessed, and I'm eyeing up those. We actually found an Etsy artist that creates little stuffed toy Hamilton characters.
No.
And I'm like, I would take those too. Must have those, right? So I don't know. There's just, I think, you know, if you're heading to this guide and you're feeling a little overwhelmed, just take your time. I know my friends kind of click through it. They go through like a couple pages a day because there is a lot of stuff.
Right.
But, you know, again, the gifts that give back is where to go for me if I had to pick something.
So I think you kind of just gave some good holiday shopping tips there. You know, look at a little bit of a time, think about a personalized gift. But what would you say is like your best holiday shopping tip like ever?
Oh my gosh, my one best holiday shopping tip.
You can maybe do two.
I get two? All right. Yeah, okay. So I feel like that's great. I'll take two. I could do like 12, but I think the one thing, you know, just for everyone listening, like we're online. That's all we do. We don't have a store or anything like that. So for me, my online holiday shopping tips is take advantage of the fabulous, do you ladies use Chrome? Are you Chrome users in terms of your browser?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So that's, I think pretty much everyone uses Chrome. There are some really fantastic Chrome extensions that can help you save money while you're shopping. Yeah. So, you know, for instance, I love Honey. Are you guys familiar with Honey?
No.
Okay. So what Honey does, if you install it, it's free. Basically, anytime you go to a checkout, so if you're at Zappos or Amazon or wherever you're shopping, it'll pop up and it'll say, "Would you like me to check discount codes for you?" And you say, "Well, yeah." Yes, please. And then what it does is it scans the web for any active discount code. So you don't have to do, and I'm not going to name names here, but you know who you are. You go to all the 400 websites trying to find a discount code or a free shipping code.
Like half of them don't work.
Exactly. Yeah. So it takes you forever and then there is none. That's what Honey does for you. So, you know, take a look. We've featured them on our tech site. I love Honey. The other one I love is Ebates too, actually.
I've seen those commercials. And do they really work?
Yes. It really does. And the thing with Ebates is it can be a little tricky because you need to shop through their website, but they have a Chrome extension. So whenever you go to a site that has Ebates money back, it'll pop up and it'll say, would you like to get 7% cash back? And I'm like, again, yes, I would. And so you just click that. And then when you check out, it dumps it into your account. And I have, because I know a lot of people are wary, and I absolutely 100% have gotten money back into my PayPal account from my purchases. So those are my tips. Look for good Chrome extensions.
Cool.
That's very cool. So just a little off topic here. I mean, I just was looking through your history and you went from being a textbook author and moving around the country, I guess because your husband was in the military, you moved quite a bit?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then now you're a work at home mom of four. So what do you think are the advantages of running your business from your home? I mean, do you ever miss office life or are you living the dream, you know, in your yoga pants all day? And also, do your kids,
Are you in my house right now?
And then my follow-up question is, do your kids think you are cool?
Okay. So, you know, there are always pros and cons to any situation. Of course, I'm a single mom of four. So I am very grateful and thankful to be able to do what I do running a business from my home, which means that I can get up in the middle of the day if I have to and head over to my, you know, my son's class to volunteer, or if someone's sick, I can get them and bring them home. So I am very thankful for that. There are, of course, lots of other advantages, but I think for me, the big advantage is the flexibility that I have. And I realize that not everyone who works at home can do that. So I have an amazing team of people that work for me and with me so that I am able to do that. I will be honest, there are days when I can talk an ear off a cashier at the grocery store. I haven't seen an adult in a really long time, right? You know, yep. I talk to my colleagues over FaceTime. You know, we talk on the phone, we chat on Slack, or, you know, however else, you know, people communicate these days online. But it just doesn't make up for what I think is missing often, which is that face-to-face contact, you know, where you can look at someone and have them say, how are you? Or, you know, sometimes you just need someone to like grab your shoulder and be like, it's going to be okay. You're going to make it through the day. And you don't have that. So I, you know, I think there are pluses to being in an office. For sure. And do my kids think I'm cool?
Yeah.
Probably not.
That's the great irony.
It depends on how much money you're offering them. And then maybe they would. But no, I think, you know, I don't know. I think that my kids think I'm cool. I hope they do. But honestly, at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't matter so long as they're cared for and happy. You know, that's what we all should say. But yeah, I probably do care a little.
Yeah. Fair enough. I know that we did this series on our website, Fit Bottomed Mamas, about the real morning and evening routines of working moms. So I'm wondering, what is your family's typical morning and evening routine like, or if there is even a routine there?
Oh, there's a routine. Yeah, for sure. I mean, with four kids in the house and just me, it's a little, it could get out of hand. So in the mornings, you know, my kids are old enough. My oldest is 12. Then I have a 9-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 6-year-old. So I am at the point now where my kids can be awake and I don't have to be there for the most part, which means that they can go downstairs and start their breakfast or whatever it is they need to do without me hovering.
Yeah.
But then there are times when I'm like, you should really be down there, because the breakfast that they decided was breakfast would not be what I would say is breakfast.
Right.
You know,
right.
Or like they made their own lunch, but then you're going, where is the protein in this whole situation? Because that's a whole lot of bag of chips there.
Yeah.
So there are times when I feel like I need to be down there. So I wake up at 6 a.m, maybe a little before, because my oldest is in middle school and she has to be there by 7.
Oh my goodness.
And my kids are all early risers except my tween. So my little ones are awake. They're down there by 6 o'clock and they have a list of things that they have to do. I'm a huge list person. It's something that they don't even need written down anymore. They know. My kids do homework in the morning too, which is kind of weird. I know some people are like, what? But they just do it in the morning. It's better for them.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's what I do. And they have to do their morning chores, eat breakfast, get dressed. You know, I have a list of things. And once that's all done, then I allow my kids to have either screen time or they can watch shows. And they really don't get that much, just because by the end, you know, by them doing all that stuff in the morning, they don't really get that much time.
Yeah.
So that's my morning. And then my evenings, I mean, just imagine, I'm sure you guys too, like you're just shuttling people everywhere. You know what? My food editor wanted someone to do a post that talked about, I tried to eat a family dinner with my family every night of the week. And here's what happened. I was like, oh, I'll do it. Like, you know, instantly, naively raising my hand. And I have to tell you, that has been the biggest challenge for me. And it's something that, you know, I'll be honest, I feel guilty about, because we don't do a lot of everyone sitting at the table, everyone eating a meal at the same time.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I try to do like Taco Tuesdays, and my kids all know that that's the time where we sit at the table and eat. But, you know, we have hockey, we have field hockey, we have Japanese and viola, and it just gets crazy.
It's a lot.
I let my kids chill in the evenings, and then we do some reading before bed, and then, you know, they're out, and I get to do my own activities, which generally involve binge watching, as you mentioned earlier.
So what are you a fan of right now? What was the last thing you binged on?
There's so much good stuff right now. I don't know about you guys, but I am overwhelmed by the amount of things that I want to watch. Okay, So I feel like HBO has totally upped their game lately. And I have to admit, I am not I cannot watch like the gory stuff. So like Game of Thrones, I'm out. Like I can't do that. but I love Westworld.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on at all.
I'm totally confused
by
it.
It's super confusing, but it's like very compelling. I love Insecure, which is also an HBO show with Issa Rae. And then I am on the fence about Divorced. Have you ladies seen Divorced with Sarah Jessica Parker?
I haven't, but I like her.
I like her and I like him.
Yeah, it was one of... But no.
I like him. He's okay. Like, so the writer of that show was Sharon Horgan, actually wrote a hilarious show called Catastrophe.
I love that show.
Which was on Amazon. Wasn't that great with Rob Delaney?
So she's the writer.
He's the best. So she wrote that show. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be hilarious. But then it wasn't really funny. And I was like, well, maybe it's because I'm divorced. And so it's not funny to me. You know?
Right.
But then a lot of my married friends were like, it's not funny. Now, it has gotten a little better. And I feel like it's one of those things where I'm hooked into the storyline. So I kind of feel like I have to watch it. So that's my list. Also, of course, This Is Us. Are you guys watching that?
No.
I know. I'm like the only person. I'm glad Margo's also not watching it because I'm like the only person who's not watching it.
You have to watch
I need more time to watch TV.
It's
really good.
And the funny thing is, as I'm saying this to you, it sounds like I'm sitting in front of the television. Like, I don't really work from home, ladies. All I do is binge watch. No, This Is Us is really good. And my daughter, my oldest and I try to, you know, one of the ways that I bond with my tween I found over the last year or 2 years is by finding like a common show that we can both watch and enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
And we both like Timeless, which is that history show.
That's the best show ever on NBC. Yeah, Monday nights.
Yes, I love it.
It's so good.
I agree with you. I'm totally on that bandwagon. So yeah, so that's just the short list.
Okay, so Mike, so going back to like your busy schedule. So you're, like I said in your intro, you're a big fan of Pure Barre, and so am I, and yoga classes. So how do you fit in time being a single mom, running your own company, driving everybody everywhere, fitting in your shows? How do you fit in your workouts? Our listeners would love to know.
That is a great question. And to be honest with you, I took a huge break over the summer. And I tend to do that every summer because putting my children all in camps would mean that I would not be eating for the next year because they're so expensive. And so I take a break on working out. Unfortunately, I try to, get outside and do walking. I'm active in general. But I made a commitment as fall came around and my kids were back in school that I really needed to take time for myself. And what I found is that if I look at working out more like self-care, more like taking care of myself mentally, you know, physically, I consider myself to be a fairly fit person and healthy overall. But like mentally,
right.
I am stressed out. And so when I was able to look at working out from the standpoint of this makes me healthier physically, actually, and it also makes me a better parent to my children, I need to make the time to do this.
Yeah.
And that's been helpful. So I do Pure Barre. I just do it twice a week. I would love to do it more. And actually, I took a little break because the holidays are really crazy for us work-wise. So I did take a little break. But I did, prior to that, I was solidly committing to 2 times a week. And, you know, I was bummed that it took up a lot of time because if you ladies have taken it, you know, it's almost an hour class.
Yeah.
By the time you get there and you leave, it's like an hour and a half. And unfortunately, I can't go super early in the morning. So it's like basically my whole morning is hanging out at Pure Barre. But I saw the benefits, not just physically, but also emotionally and mentally, where I said, okay, I need to make the commitment to do this. And then as far as yoga, I actually have, I do yoga therapy. And I don't know if you guys have heard of that, but it's less like what you would imagine in a yoga class where you're doing all those poses.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're me shaking violently,
right.
Hold those poses. And it's more about breathing and meditation. And so again, it's kind of in the wheelhouse of being for my stress and for managing my emotional health and, you know, my physical health as well. And so that's how I make it work. But those are the things I do for me. You know, someone asked me recently what my hobbies were. This was before I was doing all this, and it was embarrassing. And, you know, just to get a little serious here, it was embarrassing. I had absolutely nothing to say. I was like, I have nothing. And, you know, I feel like it's so important as people, as humans, as parents, that we do have a hobby. And so I decided, I'm like, I need a hobby, and this is going to be my hobby. So that's how I make it work.
Awesome.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that because Dave Smith, who's our Fit Bottom dude, and we're doing a whole series with him in January, 10 and 4 Challenge. And I was listening to a talk he was giving yesterday, and he talked about stress on the body. And stress on your body will cause you to gain weight. Stress on your body will cause you to be ill. If you don't learn to relieve that stress, it doesn't matter how hard you work out or how strict your diet is. You know what I mean? You can really hurt yourself. So it's a really great way to think about it, that exercise is like meditation. It's stress relief.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, Pure Bar, when I'm in there, I know it's not like the super best cardio workout, but I have to say, for me, I'm just trying to survive in that class. Like, I literally cannot think of anything else other than trying to hold myself up or whatever it is that I'm doing. And what I found is that it's actually a form of meditation for me, because everything else we do, right, we're always thinking about something else. I think it's especially prevalent for women, where we're like, okay, well, I'm doing this, but I'm thinking about this, and I can't do that in Pure Bar. And so in a way, I mean, that's really the tenets of meditation, right? Is like you're focusing your thoughts on one thing. Well, that's what I'm doing in Pure Bar. And so I totally agree. And the big thing with stress too is it can affect your immune system.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't realize that it just has a really pervasive and quite negative effect on you overall if you don't take care of it. And I have not been good about it. And that's really been my goal over the last, 6 months, is to really step that up.
And we kind of live in a culture too that celebrates being stressed out.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with you.
Overbooked and being busy. Like, it's like, oh my gosh, how busy are you? I'm so busy. You know, it's like
a badge
like
of honor.
Card carrying member of like stressed out, you know? Like, what?
No, you're so right. I mean, I think I read something, I don't know if it was like the New York Times or NPR or something, had a great thing about just this whole competition that we're in about being busy, and it's the dumbest thing ever. Because it doesn't mean anything. Like, you don't get an award for being busier. In fact, it's the opposite, I think, is that you never get to focus your attention on one thing. I think, multitasking can be great and it's necessary in life, but also there's something to be said about just focusing in on what you're doing in front of you. And you know what? Some things can wait. And it's a lesson I've been trying to learn. Like, okay, I don't need to enter all this stuff in the calendar right now at this moment. Like, that task can wait. Or I don't need to do this right now. That can actually wait for a couple days.
Yeah.
I'm the kind of person who wants to get everything done right now, get it over with, finish it up, and then, feel like I've accomplished something. But the truth is, there's always going to be something.
Right. You're going to die with emails in your inbox. It's just a fact. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Ophelia, shifting gears just a little bit, can you tell us a little bit about your podcast?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to. Yes, it's called Spawned. It is not about science fiction. Although some might say that parenthood is a lot like science fiction.
It is.
So in a way, it kind of is. I know when we pitched the idea to we worked with Panoply and Slate for the first year that we did the show, they were like, well, either it's, people are going to think it's science fiction or it's hilariously brilliant. We're like, we're going to go with that. We're going to go with hilariously brilliant.
Sure.
But it fits our personality. Like Liz and I we try not to take ourselves too seriously. We talk about parenting and parenting culture. We try to keep it fun, although sometimes, it's hard. You just can't avoid being serious sometimes. But we try to talk about what's hot and interesting in the news, as well as parenting topics and questions from readers that they want to know from us. And then, we end our show with our cool picks of the week, which is just our way of kind of infusing what we do on our website. Because a lot of people that listen to our podcast have never been to Cool Mom Picks, so they don't know what it's about, which it's traditionally always been about just finding cool things and shopping. So we kind of share those at the end of our show. So it's like advice and tips and tricks and banter with awesome guests. And then we end with sharing, our favorite lipstick that has changed our lives, as lipstick can do.
I have just one more question for you, and it's the question we ask everyone, the very last question we ask Cass. Are you ready?
Yes, I think so. Oh, okay. Gosh, I hope so.
What was the last song you listened to before you did this podcast?
Oh, whoa. Okay. All right, let me think about this. The last song that I listened to before I did this podcast. Oh, my gosh. Okay. It was Missy Elliott. It was Missy Elliott, Work It.
Oh,
and
I love
it was on my playlist And I was embarrassing my tween as we were pulling up to drop off at school. She's like, can you turn that? I'm like, this is a good song. This is hip. This is cool, man. Anyway, yeah, that's it. You guys caught me.
That's awesome.
That's a great choice, though. That's excellent. So thank you so much. And can you give everybody once again your call outs, your shout outs for Cool Mom Picks and everything?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. If you're looking for our holiday gift guide, you just head over to Cool Mom Picks. It's PICKS.com. You'll see a huge, huge banner in the side in the sidebar of our site. It says holiday gift guide. You can't miss it. Head over there if you're looking for all our gifts. And if you're looking for technology and app recommendations, go to Cool Mom Tech. And then, of course, recipes, cool foodie items, and all that good stuff, go to coolmomeats.com. That's where we are. Of course, we're on Twitter. I'm sure you ladies are too. Twitter, Facebook. It's all Cool Mom Picks, the same thing. So people can find us there.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. You're a fantastic guest.
So fun. Thank you having me. I'm so glad to be able to talk to you guys, and you had great questions, and hopefully people were excited. We got people excited about the holidays, because I feel like, I don't know if about you, but I feel like we've needed that. Like, we need some excitement about
oh,
the holidays.
Yes. Yeah. We need a little cheer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Okay, good. We're all in the same boat with that.
We certainly are. Well, thank you so much, Kristen.
Thank you, guys.
That's it for this episode of the Fit Bottom Girls podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you like what you're hearing, feel free to subscribe to us on whatever platform you use to listen to podcasts. And if you love what you're hearing, yay, leave a few stars and a review. That would be amazing. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media channels for Fit Bottom Girls, Fit Bottom Zen, Fit Bottom Eats, and Fit Bottom Mamas. You just spell it all out and you will find us. Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Pinterest, Instagram. Believe me, you will find us. If you want to reach out to say hi, have a question about a recent episode or interview, feel free to email us at podcast@fitbottomgirls.com. And if books and movies are also your thing, check out the other podcast I co-host called Book vs. Movie, which you can find anywhere where you search for podcasts. Thank you so much once again for dropping by. And remember, a life filled with laughter is a life well lived. Bye.